Each nationality, each culture, has unique customs and traditions that arise from their set of values. They're not written down anywhere, like laws that are enacted on legal books, but they are deeply held. Things like faith, patriotism, hard work, and whatever. They often define who we are as an individual or as a people. But to wear those values on our sleeves is quite another thing. Because when we usually wear things like patriotism or religion on our sleeves, that's the only place that it stays, and it never penetrates our hearts. And people who wear their beliefs on their sleeves tend to judge other people the same way, by how visible their values seem to be, like the Pharisees who were criticizing the apostles in our gospel today. For example, you're not patriotic if you don't fly the flag, or you're not religious if you're not quoting the Bible all the time. But we need to be careful of those who claim that their particular way of living values and beliefs is the only right way. Sometimes heated disputes arise over placing a cross in a public park or mounting the Ten Commandments in a courtroom. They become a source of anger and division instead of love and unity. The basis of law in our Western society is primarily from our Judeo-Christian heritage, and the Ten Commandments are part of that. But there's also a value in the separation of church and state. The United States guarantees equal protection under the law for all, and that applies to Buddhists and Muslims and pagans as well. So wouldn't a display of the Constitution be much better in a courtroom and a discussion of the Ten Commandments in church? The purpose of law is to provide a guide for proper living. It gives us boundaries that we can't go beyond for our own good, but also for the good of others in our society. But those laws are supposed to be internalized, because until they are internalized, until they become a real part of us, they are simply outward observances. Early on, I learned the importance of washing my hands before meals and brushing my teeth twice a day. Still not quite convinced about the importance of making my bed every day. But I've also learned the importance of getting vaccinated and wearing a mask to help stop the spread of this COVID virus. Those who refuse to do those things are simply working against the common good that we all have a responsibility for. Until the point is reached when we can truthfully say that we have accepted values in our hearts, we need authority to enforce those things. And that's why parents give timeouts, and teachers write detention slips, and the city has speed cameras, and the IRS monitors our tax returns. As Christians, as people who follow the way of Christ, we need to show respect for the rules of society, but we should never confuse rule-keeping with faith. Christian faith is about proper relationships with God and with each other. It's not just obeying a set of rules. It's not about how many masses we attend or how many rosaries we pray. It's about how good a person we try to be, as St. James talks about in our second reading. I often wonder how many of those who want to put the Ten Commandments on public display are actually living all 10 of them in their lives. Because the commandments out there are not nearly as important as the commandments in here. The Ten Commandments in our hearts are much closer to being lived than the Ten Commandments posted on some plaque on a wall. In our gospel today, the Pharisees missed the point of the meal. They missed out on the joy because they were caught up in the correct ritual of hand washing. Well, Jesus invites us to the table today. So wash your hands and wear your face masks and get vaccinated. But above all, let God wash your hearts. And then come with joy and hope. Enjoy the feast that Jesus invites us to. That's the essence of our faith.